friction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday with me as we together study the Word of Almighty God, mostly the New Testament, books of the New Testament, verse by verse, and that's what we're doing here today. That's what we're doing at the church, too, that I pastor, Island Community. We are in the book of James. We're going to pick it up in probably the most controversial portion of James, and this is something that sent Martin Luther for a tizzy when he read it. When James is magnifying the importance of works, James 2:21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Now, of course, Paul says that Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, James says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And then in verse 24, it says, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. That's where we're at in this sermon. We're answering this supposed contradiction on the surface of Paul against James, and they're both saying two different things, and they're not saying two different things. And that is your faith towards God, Godward, is silent. You don't need to do anything because God knows you. He knows your faith. Matter of fact, your faith is a gift from God. But your faith manward toward man is evident by what you do. Your faith is evident by what you do, which is why James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. And he said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? If I had access to your checkbook or your bank account, or even your Twitter feed or your Facebook page, is there enough evidence today? Is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Faith without works is dead. That's this message. Enjoy the last part of this.
Meaning, big whoop, you believe God is one. Which was a nice statement in its own right, with all the false God worship out there in the street. But that doesn't make you special. Even demons believe that God is one. Big whoop, you believe God is one. You see, something more is required of you this morning. You need to believe more than just God is one. God has blessed your socks off. What are you doing about it? Is there enough evidence out here in the world today to convict you of being a Christian? Faith without works is dead, James is saying. You're not serving anyone if you're not doing anything. God's blessed your socks off. God has saved your soul. His son died in your place. What are you doing about it today? And you say, well, I believe God is one. Gee, that'll cost you a lot, huh? Let me see your checkbook. Let me see your Twitter feed. Let me see your Facebook page. What kind of calories are you burning in Jesus' name? Perhaps you say, my Facebook page doesn't make any matter. It couldn't make any difference. Oh, yeah? There's people in this church here today who use Facebook for good. And they lift up and encourage people from their Facebook page. It's as simple as that. You don't have to go out here and build bridges, jump through hoops. What are you doing? Are you grateful for what Jesus did for you? Are you grateful? There's 7 billion unbelievers in the world today. Are you grateful your name is in the book? Are you lifting a finger for God? That's what James says. Your faith is evident by what you do for him. See, with God, your faith is evident without you saying a word, because he knows all. Your faith, Godward, I'm going to read a quote later, is silent. To show your friends and your family about your faith, it's evident in what you're doing. That's the only way to show people, is by what you're doing. Some people leave Bible verses on their Facebook page because they remember the power of God resides in the Word of God. Some people walk up to cashiers in Publix and tell them God loves them or says to them, God bless. See, it's the simple things like that. You are exhibiting your faith and extending the love of God to someone. It's as simple as that. You see, I'll show you my faith by my works, my actions, because your work matters to God. God can bless your 2 cents when your 2 cents is all you've got, meaning even your smallest work, he can take. Jesus saw someone giving 2 cents into the offering plate. And he said, do you see this woman over here? She's given in more than all of you people combined. God can take your smallest work of faith and do great and magnificent things with it. Just simple things. We mentioned there the place where Amanda used to work. Remember on Friday, Carol? All we did was say, I said, praise God or something. And then that triggered everything. And she went off saying how she loves God and God's blessed her. That was just a simple little comment. You know, God loves you today. Sometimes that's all it takes. You are the cherry on top. You don't have to jump through hoops. I'll show you my faith by my works. And that's your works. Some of them. Your works matter to God. All right, now building on that theme, that your works matter to God, James is going to introduce Abraham now as his next example, and that's going to be verse 21. Verse 21. Now this is going to sock Martin Luther right in the gut. Because Paul teaches that Abraham, and uses Abraham as an example of justified by faith. It says in Genesis 15, Abraham believed God, and his faith was credited to him for righteousness. Now listen to what James says. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And that by works, faith was made perfect? So again, Abraham is Paul's classic example of being justified, that is declared, accepted, and not guilty, and received by God by faith alone. And both of these guys quote the same verse, Genesis 15, 6. Abraham believed God, his faith was accounted to him as righteousness. But you see, Abraham walked the walk. Abraham walked the walk and got out of the boat, so to speak. If you would please, turn with me. Let's go to Genesis chapter 22. I'll read it. Never fear if you don't have your Bible this morning. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Because James wants to pick out Abraham and say that Abraham was justified by his works. Let's see. Paul said he's justified by his faith. James says he's justified by his works. Let's see which one of these guys is right. Actually, they're both right, but let's figure out how. Now, it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. So he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we'll come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it on Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went up together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, look, the wood and the fire, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, and he placed the wood in the altar. And he bound Isaac, his son, and he laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, verse 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he says, do not lay a hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. You see, Paul talks about the faith of Abraham. But James tells us that the true faith grabs the knife. Faith believes. Yeah, I believe you. The works is grabbing the knife. True faith will grab the knife like that. He's got a knife in his hand. He's getting ready to kill his own son. And God calls out and says, no, you don't. Put that knife away. And he said, and now I know. You see, faith is believing. True faith grabs the knife. Or Peter. True faith gets out of the boat. They all thought maybe they could walk on water, but Peter said, I'm going to get out of the boat, and he got out of the boat. True faith, the works of that is getting out of the boat. Maybe anyone can believe, but the works is getting out of the boat. Paul talks about, okay, the faith of Abraham. Let's move on. James adds this in verse 23. He says, the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see then, verse 24, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. So he's not saying that works can save you. He's saying that a faith that is alive is evident by works, not by talk. Amen, right, Darren? A faith that is alive is evident by your works, not by your talk. It's evident by the knife in Abraham's case. That's all he's saying. He's saying Abraham's faith was exhibited in doing what God said, following through on his faith and on what he heard. Let's look at James' next example, verse 25. He says, likewise, some water here. All's reading today has got me parched. I'm not sure if this is on the handout or not. Is it? Verse 25. Yes.
He says, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? All right, so who, pray tell, is Rahab the harlot? Imagine for 3,000 years having that nickname. Rahab the harlot. Boy, just warts and all, right, Ron? Turn, if you would please, now to the book of Joshua. Right after Deuteronomy, Joshua chapter 2. Go through the first five books of Moses. Right after Deuteronomy is Joshua, Moses' replacement. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, go to that land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you and have entered your house, for they have come to search out the country. Verse 4. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. See, this is this woman grabbing her knife. This was the works of her faith, was getting up and doing something about it, not just sitting still like everyone else in Jericho had. This woman did something. Verse 9. Said to the men, I know the, this woman said to these men, these Jewish men, I know the Lord has given you the land and that the terror of you has fallen on us and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Amen. And this is James' point, that there's faith in God, and there's a genuine, true faith in God that rises up and says, I am going to do something about this, by golly. Not just talk about it, but do something. All right, now for history's sake, let's finish reading this story here. Verse 12. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house. This is Rahab speaking. Spare my father, verse 13, and my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that I have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our lives for yours. If none of you tell this business of ours, it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. So then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. And she dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterwards, you may go your way. So the men said to her, we will be blameless to this oath of yours, which you have made us swear. Unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father, your mother, and your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. If you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath, which you made us swear. Verse 21. Then she said, according to your words, so be it. Wow, that sounds just like Mary, doesn't it? She said the same thing 1,500 years later. According to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Now that's known to us as the scarlet cord of redemption. Now we'll let James sum all this up here in verse 24. He says, you see then, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. All right, so your saving faith is never alone. Verse 25, again, likewise. Now, after reading the story, again, let's read James. Likewise, verse 25, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? So the Holy Spirit is saying that this woman's works saved her. Her faith was exhibited in her works. The Holy Spirit is saying that hearing something and doing something and responding to the word of God is as important as your faith. It's the byproduct of your faith. What you do is the byproduct of your faith. And faith by itself is dead. Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. All right, just a few more notes to make sure no one is confused. And I want to leave no stone unturned here this morning. This does not mean that he was justified by faith plus works. He was justified by faith, Godward, and by works, manward. Makes a cross, doesn't it? He's justified by faith, Godward, and by man, and by works, manward. God justified him the moment he believed. Man says, show me the reality of your faith. The only way to do this is by good works. I would add to that, that which is seen. Remember what James said, I will show you my faith by my works. I will show you my faith by what I am doing for Jesus Christ out here. John MacArthur says this regarding justified by works. This does not contradict Paul's clear teaching that Abraham was justified before God by grace alone through faith alone. For several reasons, James cannot mean Abraham was declared righteous because of his works. Number one, James already stated salvation is a gift. Chapter 1, verse 17. Number two, in the middle of this passage, James quotes Genesis 15, 6, which clearly teaches Abraham was justified by faith. Number three, the work that James said justified Abraham was his offering up of Isaac, an event that took place many years after he was first declared righteous by God. Everyone follow me? This work that he did, offering up his son, was many, many years after the Bible declared Abraham righteous. Now we'll close right here at the end of chapter 2. Here's the main points here this morning. Number one, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Then Paul says, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. God saved you because he chose to. Look at how far back that decision goes. It's not based on anything that you do. God does not save you based on anything that you've done. Listen to this verse, Ephesians 1:4. It says, he, that's God, chose us in him, that's Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption. See, that's not based on anything that you do. God chose you from eternity past based on his own counsel. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Point number two, your works are a natural byproduct of your salvation. After all that God has done for you, how could you not start, if you haven't started yet, serving him now? And number three, your works is how you show others your faith. That's the only way to do it. Your works is how you show to other people your faith. So that's it, really. We're done here for today. Let me say, are you grateful for all that God's done for you? Are you grateful for your salvation? You know, I think there's 7.3 billion people in this world. And I'm afraid it's the 0.3 are those that are saved. And the 7 billion aren't. Are you grateful for your salvation here today? Next week, we're going to look at the scripture in chapter 3. Where he warns us, let not many of us become teachers, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. Woe to the teachers out there, the Bible warns about. Look at all, and there's so much on a teacher.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hidden glory in creation now.